Thanks, Dave. It's really a pleasure to be sitting here with Zach Ertz, the Eagles' new tight end, the 35th pick in the draft. They're picking the second round, a really, really good player from Stanford. And one thing I thought of, because you played on the West Coast, obviously, at Stanford, you played Oregon every year. Did you know Chip Kelly before all this came about in the draft?
Yeah, I think he briefly recruited me. I think I was committed to Stanford about October of my junior year, so I was committed really early. And I think it was one or two phone calls from Coach Kelly at Oregon, but nothing too serious.
But obviously you played against him, you know, every year of your career at Stanford, and you guys beat him this year, and you had an excellent game, by the way. I guess a controversial play, which you guys were having a little fun with, right?
Yeah, I think it's controversial in his eyes. I don't think there's any controversy about it. It was definitely a catch. We won the game, and I think that's all that needs to be said about it.
And I think, you know how coaches are. Those losses bother them. They get a lot lower with the losses than high with the wins. So he probably hasn't forgotten that. But let's talk a little bit about your game. You know, I've gotten a chance to see you on film 7-8 games from this past year. And I got to tell you, the plays that stand out, and my guess is one reason why you were drafted by the Eagles, is when you line up wide, you run wide receiver routes. I mean, I can remember a play against USC. You're split out against a corner. It might have been a skinny post. Do you remember the plays I'm talking about?
Yeah, it was like a slant and go and then a post.
Right, and I think maybe against California, you also caught a touch. That might have been a skinny post.
Yeah, that was a skinny post.
What do you call that in your offense? What did you call those plays?
The Marlin was the one against Cal, and then the one against USC was called Trojan.
Okay.
Very fitting.
There you go. So I take it you enjoy, because obviously you went to a school where you lined up all over. You lined up tight on the line of scrimmage. You lined up wide. Do you really enjoy playing outside and running those, you know, what I guess would be considered wide receiver routes?
Yeah, I think I love the game of football, and whether that's in line, blocking some DNs, or out wide against cornerback, it's all fun. And I'm really looking forward to this offense especially.
Oh, come on now. Be serious. Now, you got to love lining up wide, running routes, and beating guys who think they're better athletes than you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I think I'm big enough and fast enough to go against some of those DBs, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how Coach Kelly uses me.
Well, you know, you've heard there's been a lot of comparisons. That's what we all do, because we like to give people a sense, players they know, players they might not be as familiar with in college, particularly here on the East Coast. Maybe people aren't that familiar watching Stanford as much as they are East Coast teams. Brian Billick, my good buddy, compared you to Jimmy Graham. Myself, others have compared you to Jason Witten when he came out of Tennessee. Those are not bad comparisons, by the way. Jason Witten's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah, he's a heck of a player. I mean, I've been watching him for years now. He's a great player. He's a very good person off the field as well. So I think that's kind of somebody that I try and emulate myself
now,
after.
Have you been a tight end pretty much going back through high school?
I played quarterback and safety my freshman year. I played receiver and safety my sophomore year, and then I played tight end and safety my junior and senior year.
See, that's why the Eagles haven't drafted a quarterback, because they got Lane Johnson who played quarterback, and now they have Zach Ertz who played a quarterback as well.
Exactly.
But you know, again, a lot of these comparisons are really interesting. When you started to play tight end and all through Stanford, did you watch much NFL? Were there players you watched who were tight ends and just thought, hey, my game's like that guy, or I'd like to be like that guy?
Yeah, I think I wanted to be a complete tight end, and I think the two that kind of stand out are Jason Witten and Tony Gonzalez, and those are two of the best to play the position, and I think those two are very good players.
Well, it's got to be really exciting for you, because you're coming to an offense. Look, you know Chip Kelly, you know, from being in the same conference. You know what he likes to do offensively. It's a lot of multiplicity. You're going to do a lot of what you did at Stanford, lining up all over. I mean, this for you, coming to a team like this, it has to be not only to be drafted in the second round, 35th pick, but it has to be really exciting for you to come in to be able to utilize your multidimensional skill set.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think when I was kind of looking at teams where I wanted to go for, I think this was kind of very high up on the list. I mean, I think Coach Kelly's a great offensive mind, and I'm very excited to see how he's going to use me.
Well, Zach, it's a real pleasure. Welcome to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I think it's going to work out really well for you here.
So do I.
This is an offense for you.
Exactly.
Zach Ertz, the second-round pick of the Philadelphia Eagles, pick number 35. We are now going to send it back to Dave.